Old man winter is just around the corner, and immune systems are failing faster than conservatives are being deplatformed on YouBoob. But one thing that will never fail is the gourmet coffee goodness you've come to expect from every cup of our Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee, made by our friends at the Collegium Angelorum Sanctorum of Hagerstown, Maryland. Our fresh, aromatic, gourmet coffee is made from 100% fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, and then delivered to you fresh. So, whatever you're working at, not failing at, count on Crusade Channel Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Order today and whole bean or ground or even decaf at crusadechannel.com/coffee or by phone at 844-527-8723. That's crusadechannel.com/coffee.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, November 9th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a newer used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call him 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Rudy Giuliani gives a warning there could be 10 states that have compromised the election. Melania Trump stands by her man, and the election, not the only thing possibly being tampered with. The census has some counting to do. Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York and personal attorney to President Trump, said Sunday that the incumbent should not concede the election to Joe Biden as he teased a new barrage of as many as 10 last-ditch lawsuits alleging election fraud. At this point, it would be wrong for him to concede, said Giuliani during an appearance on Fox. There is strong evidence that this was an election that in at least 3 or 4 states, possibly 10, it was stolen, Giuliani claimed. In other words, it was based on false votes. Now, you can't let an election go into history without challenging that. Well, she's standing by her man. First Lady Melania Trump has weighed in on the 2020 presidential election, echoing her husband in drawing a distinction between legal and illegal votes. The American people deserve fair elections, she wrote Sunday afternoon on Twitter. In her first comments on the platform regarding the election, she said every legal, not illegal vote should be counted. We must protect our democracy with complete transparency. The president has invoked similar language in alleging that his election defeat to Democratic challenger Joe Biden was the result of fraud. And you know what? She's not alone, as well as Rudy Giuliani. Senator Lindsey Graham has pushed back against media outlets that have projected Democrat Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 election. He stated Sunday morning that this is a contested election that has not reached a conclusion. Graham pointed to several allegations of possible fraud or error that could have altered the election's results. He called on fellow Republicans to push back against the idea that Biden's victory is a done deal, warning that if they do not, it will set a precedent that would be disastrous for their party. Looks like New York City is set to begin counting its more than 500,000 mail-in ballots today, votes that could swing several local races. While the deadline for the state's local boards of election to receive absentee ballots is Tuesday, the city will at least get a jump on the ones it has so far. The total now is about half the 1.1 million absentee ballots that have been requested by residents. Coming up, our saint of the day. He encouraged learning in the arts. He founded a school of calligraphy and he wrote a rule for the monastery that was adopted in Russia, Bulgaria, and Serbia. Quote of the day, start by doing what is necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you're doing the impossible. St. Francis of Assisi. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey! Happy fall, y'all!
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2021 Kia Soul LXs are only $16,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. This includes $2,000 Kia customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,345. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by November 30th, 2020. Example stock number K21294, MSRP $20,245. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is Saint Theodore. He was born at Constantinople and he became a novice at a monastery established by his father on his estate near Constantinople. That's where he was sent to study by Plato, who had become abbot. Theodore was ordained in 787 at Constantinople, and in 794 he succeeded Plato as abbot. He and Plato denounced the action of Emperor Constantine VI in leaving his wife and marrying Theodota, and Theodore and his monks were exiled to Thessalonica. He returned a few months later when Constantine's mother, Irene, seized power, dethroned, and then blinded her son. Theodore moved to Constantinople to escape the raids. He was named abbot of the famous Studios Monastery, founded in 463, but now neglected and run down. He built it from a dozen monks to 1,000 and made it the center of Eastern monastic life. He encouraged learning in the arts, founded a school of calligraphy, and wrote a rule for the monastery that was adopted in Russia, Bulgaria, and Serbia. When he opposed the appointment of a layman, Theodore was imprisoned by the emperor. In 809, a patriarch and a synod of bishops reinstated the priest, Joseph, who had married Constantine and Theodota, and declared their marriage valid. Theodore's denunciations of the decision caused him to be exiled to Prince's Island with Plato and Archbishop Joseph. Theodore became the leader of the Orthodox and was himself banished in 813 by Leo. He endured great hardships the 3 years he was in prison, and he was transferred to Smyrna. He was put in custody of an iconoclast bishop who wanted him beheaded and treated him with great harshness. Theodore left Constantinople and visited monasteries, founded a monastery on Acrita for many of his monks who had followed him. He died there on November 11th. Many of his letters, treatises, sermons, and hymns are still existent. His feast day is November 11th. Two census takers told the Associated Press that their supervisors pressured them to enter false information into a computer system about homes they had not visited so they could close cases during the waning days of the once-a-decade national headcount. Maria Ark said that her supervisor in Massachusetts offered step-by-step instructions in how to trick the system. She said she felt guilty about lying, but she didn't want to disobey her supervisors, who kept repeating that they were under pressure from a regional office in New York to close cases. Indiana census taker Pam Roberts said her supervisor pressured her to make up answers about households where no one was home. Roberts agreed to do it for only one day, making up information on about 24 households before refusing to continue the next day because she believed it was wrong. She said she entered made-up answers while in her car outside the home, since the mobile device used for data entry could track where a person was when making an entry. Asked about the worker's statements to the AP, the Census Bureau said it was looking into the allegations, but the agency didn't provide further details. Well, legendary game show host Alex Trebek died at his home in California early Sunday morning. He was surrounded by his friends and family, according to a tweet from the official count of the game show Jeopardy. Trebek, 80, had shared that he was battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer earlier this year. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.